old-fashioned day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome, we are hanging out on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Central Florida.
Oh, my God.
It is amazing. Yes. Episode 37 on Halloween, we prefer tricks. Hey.
You're welcome. Pimps and hoes and tricks and rows.
Wow. I'm Mike, King Mike. I'll be your gracious host. Along with me, of course, we have Zach in the producer chair. Yay,
what
Zach.
Up?
Hey, Zach. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good to be here.
Yeah,
welcome back.
We also have King Greg, of course, with his Dallas Cowboys jersey on.
Welcome back.
Deion Sanders jersey today, baby.
And King John, my partner in crime from last week's episode.
Welcome back.
Here. Hey, wow. And joining us today, a very special guest. He's huge, ladies and gentlemen. He's huge. He's huge.
You calling me fat?
No, no. No, no, no. Give it up for Eric. Eric.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah. Eric is hanging
we
out
like this
with
guy.
Us today.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, peasants everywhere.
So let's get right into it, I guess. Check us out on kingsofthepodcastle.com. Obviously, all of our content is there. You can check
Free.
Us out at Stitcher. Stitcher, of course, for your Android, and the podcast app for your iPhone. Check us out there. And please, go to iTunes and subscribe. Just go ahead and subscribe. That's what you want to do.
And that is also free.
Yes, it is. It's all free for Kings of the Podcastle. You want to check that out. Let's do a comedy breakdown.
Woo!
Zach, where were you this week?
I was at the Ronprov, of all places. The Ronprov, which is at Stage Door Pub on 192, just south of 27. I really like the Ronprov. That's, of course, hosted by Ron
Chapman. How did you do?
I did good. I did really well, I think, but there was... Oh, I mean, the room was packed. There was millions of people. No, there was like five.
No, there was like five,
five people in the room.
Yeah.
So millions of five people.
I really like going there because it's pretty chill. The bar owners are really nice. Ron's a good guy. It's just a relaxing evening for me to go out and have fun. Because, you know, I do comedy for just the sake of doing comedy. I'm not trying to make it big or anything. So for me, that's like the perfect scenario where I can just get up and be goofy for a little bit.
That's cool, yeah. The Ronprov is a lot of fun. It is a very relaxed atmosphere. I was there as well.
Chris Carter goes, boo, Cowboys.
Chris Carter, I hope you don't run into any rainy traffic today.
Angry Texan is wearing a Dallas Cowboys jersey
today. Crap, where was I?
I'm
sorry. Oh, Ronprov. No, you threw me off there. The Ronprov. Yes, I was over there as well. Monday, I was at the other bar where there are a lot of comedians every Monday night. It's actually, if you want to go and meet working comedians, the other bar is where to go. The only problem is no audience shows up at all.
Really?
Yeah, there's
so
like
it's
maybe
just a place
four,
for comedians.
That's yeah, it. It's like maybe four or five people that come in and watch the show, and then it's like 30 comedians sitting around, which really sucks. Like,
because they're all judging you.
Yes, they're all judging you. They're thinking about their own set that's coming up. They're not laughing, and it's just terrible.
They're all on their phones.
But the good news is if you can get any kind of a laugh there, then that's usually a really solid joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you get a laugh there, that's a solid joke.
Right.
Sometimes that's not necessarily true, because I did my females on periods joke there, and I had some girls cheer, and I was like, that's gross. And then
I hate you for liking my material.
Yeah, everybody thought it was funny there, and then I tried that joke at the improv, and it was Gary Menke was all like, Gary Menke told me, he's like, yeah, you might want to try that other places. The improv is not really a good place to talk about women on their periods.
Yeah, probably not.
Why not?
Well, because, I mean, using a reference that a woman, you know, not putting a towel down in the bed with her man makes the bed look like a Civil War Army hospital. kind of.
Yeah,
that joke, I mean, yeah, we're having a good time laughing at it now, but whenever I said that at the improv, I had women in the audience just looking at me like with the drop jaw going, ah,
oh my
God,
I can't believe he did that.
And I could see that joke making my South not rise again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were all eating.
God almighty.
They were all eating cheese sticks with extra marinara sauce. I mean, you know.
Holy moly. All right. Well, sometimes I guess it doesn't work then.
Yeah.
But either way, Other Bar is a great place if you're a comedian that's trying to come up and you want to meet and network. There's a lot of professional working comedians there. And then over this past Friday and Saturday, I got to play host over at the Boardwalk Bowl for Bonkers Comedy Club.
Yeah. How was that?
That was awesome. We had JC Carias was our headliner. Hilarious dude. Luke Skons was our feature.
Are these
great
local
guy.
People?
No, actually, they're not. They both actually...
they're touring?
One of them lives in Tallahassee, and the other one lives in L.A. The headliner lives in L.A.
Yeah.
And he was touring, yeah, so he was down here for that. That's what Bonkers Comedy is. I don't know if you've ever come to a Bonkers Comedy show.
I don't think so.
I don't think you have. They have nationally touring headliners come through. Yeah, yeah. And then sometimes the feature will be a local guy, like King Devin, who's not here today. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
King Devin's not here today?
I know, weird. What? I know, it's weird. I know, he's not here. Which is so odd, because his attendance
Fries,
is...
Fries, table four!
He finally pipes it. He says he's a man of few words, but when he does speak...
Yeah,
to the point. Devin's attendance is so great. It's just very surprising that he's not here.
Backstage was awesome. JC was a really cool guy. Super awesome. I was sitting there, and I just came with the intent to come out and watch some comedy and just have a couple drinks and food. And he heard I was comedian. He's like, "You want to go up?" I'm like, "Hell yes, I do."
Yeah, yeah.
He was like really cool and supportive the whole time. And I went up and offended a bunch of people. And was so which cool
is,
about it.
Which is like a perfect segue almost. What Greg was talking about, how he failed so miserably with the period joke.
Yeah.
You went up and told an abortion joke.
Oh, God.
And lost them immediately.
Yeah, really?
Lost them immediately.
Now, what was your abortion joke?
I do a setup where I talk about hitting an all-time low. And going into Waffle House and the waitress recognizing her and recognizing me and bringing my food. And I go, how sad is that I'm a regular at Waffle House? That's like the fat guy equivalent of a woman walking into an abortion clinic and the receptionist recognizing her by name.
Oh.
Yeah,
they didn't like that.
They didn't?
No, they really didn't.
So you sensed them pulling away from you immediately is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was, and please, no offense here, but it was Bomb City.
Yeah.
It was Bomb City. It was, he got he got a couple of laughs, a couple of giggles here and there, but man, like the ones that usually get Zach good laughs.
Right.
He lost them right there off the
silence.
Bat. And it was silence. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you go past that, if you start out and you lose them,
yep.
It's
yep.
almost
you
impossible
can't get
to get them back
unless
like get a knife and stab it in yourself and they're like, oh, I like that, you know, like he's killing himself.
The worst part of it was that I'm just trying to make it through and I have I can do time pretty well. But what I didn't know is as soon as I did that joke, the headliner turns the mic and goes, yeah, get him off the stage in four. So I'm expecting five, and all of a sudden I start my last joke for that set. And it's a good minute and a half joke, and I get the light, and I'm like, fuck, I just said the first line of this joke,
yeah,
and I have no way of bailing out of it. So all of a sudden, like, the headliner's lighting me, and Mike's lighting me. I'm like, I can't get out of this joke. And I felt so bad and so guilty. And I went and apologized. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go over time. Usually I'm really better about that. And then Mike finally tells me, no, I lit you early. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, he felt really bad. But JC was actually very cool about it. He was like, dude, it happened. You know, it's just not that crowd that wants the dirty jokes or whatever. Yeah.
That's it.
So that was all. I've seen Zach kill. But it's fun to give him a hard time whenever he bumps. So.
Yeah.
He's
not like I've got a bomb. You have to have fun bombing though, and just look at the audience. Like, God, look at these stupid bastards. They have no sense of humor. I hope they all die. Of
when I was at the other bar on Monday, there were literally I was like number 20 out of like 22
Holy
comics
crap.
Or something like that. Yeah, I was number 20, and by the time I got up there, all of the comics had lost interest. Pretty much all of them had already done their set. They were out on the front porch, and there were literally two people in the crowd whenever I got up there. So no matter what I did, you know, you're not going to bring the house down with only two people.
Sure.
And I pretty much bombed. I mean, it just happens. It just happens.
You know, went over and said, oh, sorry.
I go into the set and something like that is that night was not and will not be the worst set I've ever done. I mean, it's still stage time. It still was a good time.
Yep. And it's always part of the learning experience, how to get over the bomb experience. What do you got there? What are you doing?
I just wanted to point out that we are joined by our ever famous colleague from Norway, Prince Espen.
All right. Yes!
We got that just for you, Espen, right there.
Hey, Espen!
We love him. He's our favorite.
All right, let's move on to some other stuff.
Hey, I have a suggestion, though. Next time any of us do a show and there's only like three people in the crowd, I think you should just get your microphone and go and sit at the table with them.
And tell them a joke?
And just sit there and tell jokes like... We would if we were sitting here.
That's a terrible idea, and I'll never do it, but thank you.
I'm going to try it. And order shots, but just sit there with the microphone the whole time and just talk to them.
Yeah. All right, we got to get the show on the road, and I got to. I'm gonna ask you, Greg. I didn't even put it in the prep sheet, but how was your trip to Key West? You went to Key West, right?
Yeah. I went to Key West. Had a great time. It's for the tourists out there that are listening that may want to go, yes, it's very turquoisey water. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of beach.
No, there's no hardly any beach. I think there's like one down there.
Yeah, there's like two beaches.
You can go to two? Yeah. But where did you park? You said you parked in front of a...
I parked in front of an escort house with a couple
escort
of...
Nice.
Nice, refined young women that were sitting out front with... that were dressed appropriate for hot weather.
Yeah. Did you partake in any of the escortness?
They leaned forward and were like, "Hey, how's it going?" And I got the look from my fiance Dara, who looked at me like, "If you look at them, I'm gonna tear your nuts off like they're tissue."
Okay. So that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. But they said that they had fantasies and stuff fulfilled, fetishes, escort 24/7.
Really?
So I'm thinking about getting a hold of my buddy who likes to poop on women's chest and see.
Yeah.
Just send him down there. I'll pay for it.
Yes. Poo-poo Castle.
Are you talking about John Donovan?
Possibly.
Poo-poo Castle. Poo-poo I'm going to wear a crown.
Now, John, you seem like you're all for the whorehouse, but
yes!
you're 100% against strip clubs.
Strip clubs.
Explain
think about
your
it.
Logic on that.
Think about it. You go to a strip club and they go, "Woo, look at my business and my downstairs parts and everything. Give me money and don't touch me or I'm going to get the big fat black guy to throw you out."
Oh, man.
Don't touch. Give me your money. Don't touch me. Give me your money because I'm sexy. Don't you touch me.
Okay, what about...
And then you go to the whorehouse.
Uh-huh.
And they go, "Give me your money and touch my pussy."
Oh, my God.
Any way you want
do
to.
Do they talk like that? I've never interacted with one. If
you give them enough money, they will talk like that. Do you see the beauty in that? Do you see the beauty in that? You could say, "Hey, here's $100. Can I stick Cheerios up your butthole?" That's my thing.
And they will
That's
come
what
out,
I'm into.
And they will come out as Fruit Loops.
Oh, son of a...
See?
I honestly,
see the beauty of that?
I honestly don't hate my dick that much to go do that.
No?
To go to a whorehouse?
No, no, but you'll get there, buddy.
The place that he's talking about, "Hey, Lou, come here and give me some baby food."
Right?
what kind of whorehouse are you going to?
Well, it's the southernmost whorehouse because it's right across the street from the southernmost hotel.
Okay. Oh, all right. Do they let you stick it in their southernmost hole?
I'm sure they'll let you come on their toes, though.
Yeah.
But that's my thing, though. I mean, strip clubs, it's like, what is the point, you know? And you're drinking overpriced drinks.
That's true.
You're
it sounds
not,
like going to Hooters.
Yeah,
no
you're
kidding.
You're not going to have sex with these women.
But at least there you get wings.
Exactly.
Well,
and at the whorehouse, forget it.
If you get a Hooters girl in the right time of month, you can get the wings.
Yes.
Damn.
Rim shot. That was worth it.
That's not what I wanted to do.
What is my child doing in the room?
Shut that damn baby up.
I'm here to produce for you, and you're still effing the show
I know,
up.
I'm totally
hey, Mike
with
Lee,
that.
I will say, though, if you do go to the Keys, this is the best part. The drinks and the bars and stuff down there are reasonable price.
They actually are.
But it's like, where are you going to stay? That's where they, like, ha-ha. We didn't get you on drinks. We enticed you with our nice beverage and food costs, but we're going to fuck you on the hotel.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
But if you go like I did and be prepared for a long drive with the top down in the car and make sure that you have plenty of road helmet.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Before we
7
get
mile
into...
bridge, yes, at about 2.5.
Oh,
That is
nice.
That is dedicated to Sweet Dara.
Wow.
No one mentioned the fact that the
nice
kids
girl.
Were in the back seat.
What's that?
I said no one mentioned the fact that the kids were in the back seat.
Well, it was a long drive. They were sleepy.
Oh, damn. All right. Before we get into baby talk with John Donovan, we're gonna find out how old John Donovan's actually getting.
All right.
Yeah. As you get older, there are, of course, more things that irritate you.
Yeah.
And I've got a survey here that has the top 8 of the things that get more irritating as you get older.
Okay.
All right. You just tell me how much you hate these things.
Okay.
As we go through them. Number one is noise, like especially at restaurants. You get angry at noise? Loud noises?
Not too bad.
Loud noises!
No. If it's overbearing, yeah. But no, I mean, you expect it in a restaurant.
Okay. How about rudeness? Rudeness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you guys? You guys don't get angry like at rude I had people? Some I kid, hate rude people.
I had some kid at the hotel was walking with his parents, and I go, "Hey, guys, how are you?" And he goes, "What's up, dog?" He was like 10. I wanted to drown the little bastard.
You consider that rude?
Yeah. Don't what? Fucking call me dog. I'm not your dog.
Oh, no. Wow. What do you want him to call you? Sir.
Daddy.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
That's fine. Yeah. I'll take that.
Wow. Okay. How about...
Dad?
How about how lazy... How about how lazy teenagers seem to be these days?
I was a lazy teenager, so...
Oh, wow. You're not getting old at all. This is getting boring. I was expecting John to, like,
I'm not crotchety.
Down.
You know this.
Yeah, you're right. People spouting uneducated, inflammatory political rhetoric.
Those were a lot of words.
That's everybody.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everybody on the
log
planet.
On to Facebook and see how many people compared Obama to Hitler. Jesus
right.
Christ.
Yeah, no kidding. How about old people who refuse to use basic technology? Does that piss you off?
No, because I don't talk to them anyway.
You don't get pissed off? You don't get pissed off enough.
I don't give a shit about
I'm
that.
I'm throwing this story away. This is stupid.
Terrible.
Who brought this to the table?
Oh, God.
This was terrible. All right. Now it's time, ladies and gentlemen.
You just picked the wrong person.
Yeah, I guess
John,
so.
John,
yeah.
What about kids that use
talk
hip?
To him.
You should have talked to me. Yeah. I hate everything.
He's crotchety.
Yeah, that's true.
John, what about kids that use hip-hop hands?
Hip-hop hands. Well, adults that use hip-hop hands and kids don't use hip-hop hands.
Adults who use hip-hop hands are children.
What is a hip-hop hand?
People who talk like this.
Oh,
no,
hands.
Hands.
That
works
good on the radio.
Like that Rob Diedrich guy.
And when they're talking about money and they're doing that. You know, listeners, you can't see it. But
you know, the make it rain thing.
Make it rain.
Right. Yeah, make it rain. You don't like that?
No, I want to punch you in the face when you do that.
Oh,
no.
Whatever, yo.
It's all about this, dude. Yo, as I beat my fist against my chest and give you peace sign.
No.
It's all about the bling, bling dollar bill, yo.
I hope you break your fingers.
All right, it's time to move into our favorite segment of every, it's Zach's absolute favorite segment,
I'm taking
gentlemen.
My headphones
it's
off.
It's time for Baby Talk with John Donovan.
Yes!
Here we go. John, how are things going in the world of daddy?
Things are awesome. I love my child.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
Okay, tell us something fun.
So the other day, I was getting ready for work, and I needed to eat something, of course. So I'm having cereal, mm-hmm. and the baby just ate, and she's breastfed, so she just eats milk all the time.
Okay.
So, and Stephanie had to do something. She's taking a shower, so I'm burping the baby, and I'm eating my cereal. Okay, and I'm eating my cereal, and I'm burping the baby, and I'm patting her pretty hard, and then all of a sudden she burps really freaking loud, and then pukes the milk into my cereal.
Oh, that's terrible! Oh my God, no,
exactly. But it's not chunky. I mean, it's just milk. It's not.
There's no chunks in there.
And just so I thought about it a second. I looked at my watch. I'm running late. And I said, and I'm starving.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at her, and she's like, "Hey, Bob, just a baby." So I said, screw it, and I just kept eating.
Oh! Wow! Oh, my God!
I applaud you for your resourcefulness.
It's my child. And it's just milk anyway.
Breast milk's sweeter too, isn't
breast
it?
Breast milk is delicious,
it's
man.
Like, it's like
if
pouring...
If you guys ever get a chance, try some.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's like pouring the milk that you drink after the cereal, pouring that on the cereal to begin with.
Yeah.
I see where you're going.
It's very sweet. It's good stuff. You all right, Zach? Zach, you okay
terrible.
Over there?
Zach.
And it wasn't much. It was just like a little baby mouthful.
And her stomach acid's helping digest your food before you digest it.
Exactly. So you just stir it up with a spoon and let her go.
I don't understand what's wrong. Zach, are you okay?
He's all red-faced and teary.
And throwing up over there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. On that note, holy moly. We are going to take a quick break. Please stick around. We're going to play a little music for those of you who are joining us live. Oh, yeah, we're live on Ustream. That's right.
Yeah, we are.
And we'll be back here in just a few minutes. When we do come back, we're going to talk about the most racist food ever.
Okay.
We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kings have discussed and we've decided that we are sick of making out with women and getting to their neck and then tasting that alcohol taste of perfume. So we were wondering, what could we do to change that, to change it? What I suggest is we make a perfume that has a different taste. If I were to be able to make that, I would make a perfume that has the taste of the taint of 72 virgin cheerleaders.
Jesus.
What? What's wrong?
Before or after a game?
Yeah. After. Now after,
they
actually.
Have, they is have that two
gonna
versions.
Be, that's going to be great. But if there's 72 of them, that way even Muslims can enjoy it. They want
Dukar Noir.
What about you, King Zach?
Well, I'm going to chip my girl.
You're going to what?
I'm going to chip her like a dog. I'm going to put a chip in her neck so that when I bite down, it changes the TV channel. Because God knows I'm going to get bored of watching whatever she wants to watch.
How about you, King Greg?
Well, some women should wear a repellent for certain men, you know?
Yeah.
And I've come up with the Chris Brown flavored perfume. It tastes like a sorry fucking whining racist bitch that after wearing it out, you hope to forget about it. But the only problem is it's got side effects. Side effects are black eyes and sitting and rocking back and forth in the shower.
Sounds like my Saturday night.
Sounds King like my childhood.
King John.
Well, you know, girls, when men are kissing a girl's neck, instead of getting that nasty perfume taste, ladies, try something different. Try sweat and vagina, because that's what you smell like anyway, you dirty, dirty whore.
Wow.
I like it.
Wow. Oh, my God. All right. Okay. There you have it. King, I'm sorry, just Eric. It's just Eric. You're not a king yet, sir.
As seen in Ebony magazine, for all of our African American brethren, it's a new perfume that tastes like chitlins and pork rinds called Eau de Duda Day.
And there you have it. That's how we're going to fix the problem of the alcohol taste. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
We are the kings of the podcastle.
Don't ever play this song ever
this
again.
This song is awesome.
No,
crank
it isn't. Crank no, it isn't. I want to die. I wish I was dead right now.
This song rocks, dude. What's
no,
wrong with you?
No, yeah. No. No.
We're actually
it's
a couple
of bullshit fad.
Yeah, if you want to trip ecstasy and go and finger bang Barney the dinosaur.
I've done that, by the way.
You have?
Yeah.
Who in this room hasn't?
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
Yeah, and whenever he sprays on your face, it's called a purple haze.
Nice. Oh my God. The purple haze. I had never heard of that. Wow. Kings of the Podcastle with an excellent rejoin, one for the books.
It leads into a story.
Yeah. episode 37 on Halloween, We Prefer Tricks. Thank you for joining us. We're live on Ustream TV, .tv, I'm sorry. So make sure to check us out there next week if you're not already on there checking it out like Espen is right now. Espen!
Espen is from Norway, so by trade hates the Swedish song we just played.
What time is it in Norway?
God only knows.
It's a 7-hour difference, I think.
Is it?
Yep. He's probably up on ecstasy finger banging.
Espen, if you're on there, type it into us and tell us what time it is.
There's a good minute delay.
Espen, what time is it over there in Norway?
We won't know for a minute. There's at least a minute delay.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to move right into some ridiculous worldly news.
Is it still Sunday in Norway?
It might be.
It may or may
or is it
be.
Ahead? Is it nighttime today over there?
It's the same time as Germany. If
you're ahead, can you tell us who won the football games today?
Right.
So we can go ahead and just place the bets now.
Yeah, please hurry. All right. Have you guys heard of the racist soup in Sweden?
No.
It's a restaurant in Sweden. It's been reported to the police for racism after calling one of its dishes the gypsy soup. The gypsy soup. Claiming...
That's it?
I'm not gypsy guy.
Yeah, hold on. Claiming as a joke that all of the ingredients were stolen. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
The prank was the idea of a... Oh, boy. Lundevagens?
Lundevagens.
Lundevagens, yeah. George Grill. Yes, Lundevagens Grill restaurant in Malmo, southern Sweden. Its daily menu offered a Ziggen Narsapa! Stating in brackets that it had got its name because everything in the recipe was the result of a robbery. So people are calling it racist.
So how is it? I didn't know gypsies were some sort of ethnicity.
I was going to say the same thing. I thought being a gypsy was like a thing. Like, yeah. You know, you could be a Dallas Cowboys fan.
It's a choice.
Piss off.
It's a lifestyle choice, I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, you can be white, black, you know, Irish. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can be any race and choose to become a gypsy, right?
Correct.
Yeah, like that girl that we worked with at the garden. Remember, she was kind of cute, but she had dirt rings under her titties, and she smelled like B.O.
I know exactly who you're talking
about. Dirt rings under her titties.
Yeah, old dirty tits. Old dirty tits.
How did you know she had dirt rings on her titties?
Mike Lee told me.
Oh, I did not.
What? How did you know that, Mike?
No.
What did you do with this woman?
He was licking underneath there and like got part of the ring.
He got Munder's mouth or something?
It's like going. It's like ordering off the kids menu and getting a dirt cup. No? Come on.
I don't know.
Fail me.
Even that means.
Yeah, you get it for sure, Bam.
I still want to hear about dirt titties.
Well, her parents were folk singers that would come up there.
There was, yeah.
Her tits were folk singers? Is that what you said?
No, her parents were.
Yeah, Simon and Ariola. You never heard of them?
You remember their big hit, Flap It in the Wind.
Or Grapefruit in a Tube Sock. I don't know.
No, that wasn't on there. God almighty.
Oh, wait.
That was the B-side. I don't know.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
now.
You do. You totally know who we're talking about.
She was a complete bitch.
She was a bitch. She was an asshole.
I thought she was a nice girl.
Oh, my God. No. She was a bitch that, like... Two of my friends that came down to visit from Texas, they didn't know anybody. They were quiet.
She thought she was the coolest thing since sliced bread when I met this girl. And I'm who the hell? And she's not attractive at all. But you.
I thought she was kind of
attractive. You made out with her. And here's the story that, from what I understand, you made out with her.
And walks, Michael, make out with her.
Right.
What's wrong with that? I don't
and
understand.
And you lifted her arms up to put her arms around you. And when you did that... The odor.
No!
The odor.
Yep. And I immediately...
undeodorized odor.
Because she was too cool for a deodorant.
The odor was really bad. And so I immediately put her arms back down.
Did she shave her armpits?
Yeah, they were shaved. They just weren't clean.
They weren't deodorized.
with a rock. They were shaved with a rock.
Right.
It stunk all the way around from her underneath her titties, too, because that's where the stink was mainly coming from,
right?
The dirt rings.
And there was mud pies underneath there, too.
Holy crap.
And I think pencil was there,
when you were done,
too.
Mike, did you write your name in the dirt?
With my tongue.
But the thing of it is,
don't forget to dot the I.
Oh, I dotted it all right. I dotted it.
You know, I dated a tree hugger for a while.
You
that,
did?
Yes. That actually used to use some sort of crystal as her deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
I just hope she's dead right now.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that out.
She probably smells like it at least.
Well,
wow.
Yeah.
That and patchouli.
Now, hold on a second. Did you say she used a crystal as her deodorant?
Yeah, I guess you can go to some, like, a health food store or something like that, and you can buy a crystal of some sort.
It's like it's an element. What do they call that? It's an element.
They call it stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's some sort of crystal, and you would wet it, and then she would rub it underneath her arms, and it's so natural.
So it's not like she went to the burger joint and got the little square burgers and was rubbing that on her arms.
Because that's what I thought immediately.
No.
No, that's what Mike's girlfriend smelt like.
Yeah, apparently
a crystal burger.
Yeah.
Those things are delicious. Don't hate on crystal.
Yeah, because
I like my crystal with a shot of mother's milk.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on, wait a minute.
No.
He gets a rim shot. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fail horns for you all day for throwing up.
Yeah. Espen immediately got on and said that I need to grow a pair in Norwegian yet again.
Oh,
that's his favorite tagline. Espen did that.
Hey, dumbass, don't be telling us 1916 Sunday.
That's 7-16. Get over it.
Whatever. Okay.
Also,
stupid.
I upset him because that song is actually Norwegian, not Swedish.
Not Swedish. Yeah, take that. All right, let's move on to another story here. Halloween was on Thursday.
It was.
Everybody partake in the Halloween festivities?
Yeah.
Anybody have any good stories?
Well, I brought the kids over here.
Yeah, yeah.
To Uncle Mike's house.
Right. I gave them a nice caramel apple.
You did.
I did.
And some bubbles, and thank you. That was really thoughtful.
Of course.
And then, that was nice of him.
He got
what's
bubbles.
What's wrong, Eric?
Got bubbles from the
know.
Strip club.
I was just imagining what John dressed them as.
Oh. Well, actually, they had really good costumes
for
kids.
Yeah, Sawyer, he's 5. He was a zombie, and Adrian was a vampire princess.
And here's our youngest daughter. She's dressed as a failed condom.
Got it.
Oh, you're up. That's two rim shots right there.
Oh, my God.
I'll have you know I was not sheathed at the time of conception.
Always sheathe your sword, sir.
Yeah, well.
Wrap that rascal.
Kathleen was dressed as a, it was kind of
cool.
She
was a paint palette. Mommy was an artist with the beret and everything, and Kathleen had a little paint palette thing.
Yeah,
her
she held her, you know, like a paint palette would. Yeah, it was very cute.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Great.
You some chipper.
All right. Well, it's funny that we're mentioning Kathleen in the failed condom costume. Because here, there's apparently a lot more than just candy was given out to some of the trick-or-treaters in Albuquerque, okay? And this happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But some parents said that their children came home with anti-abortion flyers attached to their treats. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Anti-abortion flyers.
You could have been dead.
The messages were dropped into bags in the northwest Albuquerque area. Who cares about that? But one parent did say, it's kind of offensive to a parent. You're pretty much getting told what to talk to your kids about. The kids had just finished trick-or-treating whenever they found all of the flyers in their bag. Would that piss you off if the kids came home
with
that? Yes,
it would. It would. And I would try and find out who that house was, and I would go up to that house with their information and say, don't push your bullshit religion on my kids, pal.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You know?
Now, what about, did you hear about the other thing that was going on? I can't remember where it was, but there was a woman who had decided to hand out to the children, to the children that she thought were obese, she would give them a letter basically to their parents saying, I am not giving your child candy because I feel that they are, in my opinion, obese and should be on a better diet
plan. Well, then put a Nutri-Grain bar in. Don't ruin their night.
Give them a head of lettuce.
Yeah. You know.
And some rice dressing.
Here's some
a
broccoli.
Rice cake.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Would that make you mad?
Yeah, any kind of like, hey, your kid's fat, not giving you candy. You know, and there's a lot of reasons why people are obese. There's not just because of their diet.
Right.
There's gland problems. There's diabetes. There's
swallowing
all kinds
too
of
much
reasons.
Semen, you know? I mean, it's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's high. It's very fattening. High calories.
Yeah.
you just
I
said
don't know.
That about a child.
Are there any other, what kind of wacky stuff did you get? Did you see anything that
nothing
was like out of
the
ordinary?
No.
No toothbrushes, no business cards.
No.
Nothing like that. It was all candy.
It was all candy, yeah.
Wow.
Well, we were in your neighborhood, and it was really nice. It was packed, you know?
So there was a lot of rice and beans that
there
was
definitely a lot of that.
I was going to say it was
no
the off
kidding.
Brand candy. It wasn't name brand. It was the ripoff candy.
It was the stuff found at the Mercado.
Feliz Halloween.
Chicklets. Yes.
I think one family was handing out like spades and rakes and stuff like
aww.
That.
Yeah.
No, oh, come on. That was terrible.
Talk about racist.
Wow, that was bad. Back to our racist soup.
We seriously, Dara and I put a sign up on the door that said, we have candy, but we're eating it all. And we had the exact same translation in Spanish underneath that.
What about, I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you have anything else?
Like no, a punchline?
Yeah.
Well, I actually did eat candy that day with the door open, just staring at kids that were getting ready to go trick-or-treat because I was getting ready to go to work.
Uh-huh.
And I was just eating candy, like looking at them. And I hope that they were thinking, oh, he's got candy. We'll go by there later. And then,
so you were dressed up as Michael Jackson, is what you're saying,
right?
Yeah, shirt and tie. Yeah, that's
you,
pretty much.
I'll tell you what, great story, Greg. If I ever want to know how to get my house egged, I will come to you.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, how about crazy Halloween costumes? Anything? What was the best one you saw on a kid in the neighborhood?
It was all witches and goblins and all the same crap,
man. Well, there's a lady in Craigsville, Virginia, who is fielding a lot of complaints right now after she allowed her 7-year-old son to dress as a member of the KKK for Halloween.
What?
Hey, there's a good one.
Really?
Oh, man, I thought he was just a spooky ghost with this nice little red band on his head.
I guess neighbors were shocked, apparently, to see young Jackson walking through the neighborhood dressed as a Klansman, but Mother Jessica saw nothing wrong with it.
Wait, his name was Jackson?
His name was Jackson,
Was the kid black?
I don't know.
No, but their last name was Black.
What?
Really?
Oh, yeah, it is. Jessica Black. You're right. His mom, Jessica, said she saw nothing wrong with it. She said it was a family tradition. A
what?
Family tradition.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me, Hank, why do you drink? Why do you smoke dope?
That's enough.
Why do you let your kids dress up as a Klan?
That's enough.
Wow.
We're going into a story that I don't know anything about, so I'm going to read straight from here. A high school in Laverne, Tennessee, is the model school for a statewide pilot program. They've begun splitting the school's populace at lunch, and they're doing it by the grades they're getting in class. Kids with special needs making 80 or higher in their classes sit on one side of the cafeteria and get their full normal lunch, while children with grades below 80 are set on the other side and get a half lunch, a half learning lab to try to improve their scores.
You sit at the dumb table.
Yeah. Can you believe that? That's crazy talk.
I don't know.
Oh, Mike, what are you doing over here sitting with us today? Well, I had to come over here and sit with you dumbasses for a while. I'm never going to get to sit at the full meal table. I'm starving to death over here.
I've never even heard of anything like this.
Unstupid yourself, and you can eat.
Boy.
I guess it's new drastic measures that they're trying, you know.
But seriously, dividing up the students by what they're making in class, that's kind of... It's not racist, but I mean,
public shaming, and it's awesome. That's how you should raise children.
No,
yes,
no, bring back the dunce hat. Bring back the dunce hat.
That's essentially what it is. It's a giant room of dunce hats.
It is. That is what it is. And some kids will be able to get it, and they'll go, "Oh crap! I don't want to sit over here. I better start freaking working in school." And then other kids are going to be like, "Hey, I hate boogers."
No, it's going to...
They're always going to be like that.
But what about the kids who actually just don't have like a good, like, I don't know, founding at home?
That's what I'm talking. Those are those kids
that can't, don't have time to do homework, or they got... I don't know what's going on with their lives.
Well, then they need to learn how to eat in a short amount of time, because that's how long this break is going to be at McDonald's.
Or they're going to have to learn how to dig ditches or something. You know, I mean.
Eric, you're sitting over there silent. Do you have an opinion on dividing kids by their grades?
No.
All right.
Thank you, Eric.
No, it's utterly ridiculous, and it's just probably a Republican-run county that they think we should all be separate but equal.
No, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, completely stupid. All right, that was great. We're gonna move on.
Thanks for bringing it down there. Yeah.
I'm gonna go sit with the dumbasses.
Quit
today.
Trying to add intelligence into this. Okay, this is divided by the grades we made in school. You sit over there. The rest of us dumbasses are on this side of the table. All right.
Okay.
We're trying to keep the conversation.
Hey, are you gonna eat that macaroni and cheese? By the way.
No, it's all yours, buddy.
Okay, it's all you, buddy.
I'm starving.
You only get a half lunch.
I'm starving.
All right, this one ought to get a rise out of you guys. Hallmark just released a new ornament that looks like a Christmas sweater with the line, "Deck the Halls" on it, but they took the word gay and made it "Don We Now Our Fun Apparel."
Really?
Yep, but
why?
People complained, so Hallmark apologized.
That's not how it goes, though.
I know.
"Don We Now Our Gay Apparel."
Right, yeah.
Gay is another word for happy.
Yeah.
So when you go to grandmom's house, you'll see that shit. Nobody has it anymore because everybody knows that gay means gay.
Yeah.
But...
Theoretically.
So what's the deal? They're taking the word gay off?
Yeah, they took the word gay off. They apologized, but they've already produced too many, and they've already sent them out. They've been sent to all the stores, so they're not going to recall them.
Right.
Because it would obviously cost way too much money.
I wonder how many of those they're going to sell.
They're going to, in my opinion, they're going to sell out, and it's all a publicity stunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think they did it on purpose?
I wouldn't be surprised.
To cause a stink.
I wouldn't be surprised. Hallmark executives were sitting around going, you know, people really don't like our ornaments anymore because we've priced them out of contention. What can we do? What can we come up with that will really create? I have an idea. Let's piss off faggots. That's the best
thing. Yeah. But see, that doesn't make any sense, though. How is it going to, is it going to piss?
What? Did I say something that offended you, Zach?
No, I hate that word.
No, but.
What, piss?
Yes. Well, what if they said, Don,
how about
we now?
Mother's milk? Would you prefer that?
What if they said, Don, we now are faggot apparel? I mean,
or queer apparel.
Or queer apparel. Then that's obviously, I don't know. It seems so stupid.
It is.
When you got that sweater from grandma or grandpa, didn't you ever look in the mirror and say, oh, this is gay?
Yeah. Well, you know that is like frowned upon now. You're not supposed to say that's gay anymore.
That's gay.
You're not supposed to.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them if they can't take a joke.
It's just the constant, ongoing pussification of the United States.
Very good.
And the I agree. Absolute God. 100. What?
I'm looking for like some kind of underscore.
Oh, no.
That I can put on.
Just
right
giving
now
them applause.
It is the ongoing pussification of the United States. The unbridled PC bullshit that is constantly going on. I am personally sick and tired of it. We're making our children nothing but absolute pussies because of all the crap that, oh, Johnny is going to, you have a daughter.
Yeah.
And when she is 5 or 6 years old playing T-ball, she's going to get a trophy because she's freaking breathing.
Yeah.
That sucks. The kid should have to try to work to get on the team to strive for something.
And my kid will be an awesome baseball player, by the way.
That's been the way to Eric.
But you bring up a good point because the kids aren't, they're not, they don't have to try anymore. That's the problem. No, they don't have to try.
There's no discipline, damn it. Yesterday, and then this really did happen yesterday, Dara at her job saw a parent, like saw the kid run out of Walmart and went over and start kicking cars to make the car alarm go off. She watched the parent go over there and spank that kid's fucking ass. Thank you, Rob Reagan. And anyways, and then she circled around the parking lot or whatever, and the cops show up and arrested the mom.
Really?
For discipline, the little bastard, who I thought probably should have been kicked in the fucking face. In the what? In the motherfucking face.
There you go, yeah.
But that's it. They said, oh, let's do timeouts. You know what? When I went to school, no one brought guns and stupid shit to school because we got spankings at school and got one when we got home.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally
agree.
And now
it's like, oh, he's being disrespectful. I'm just going to send him to the office and let them deal with him.
Nothing, absolutely nothing scares children anymore, in my opinion.
No.
And you can threaten
I scare children.
Well, that's true.
I've got three of them at home.
But you know, my wife and her stepkids, she can threaten the youngest with, I'm going to take away your computer. I'm going to take away your cell phone. And she's like, okay, so what? Big deal. Go ahead, do it.
I have an opinion on that. I think that whenever kids are, let's say, John's children's age, what are they, 6 and 7?
Five, seven, and zero.
And zero, right. Okay, so 5 and 7. So they're young, and they're impressionable right now. So they're easy to control. You can scare them. Mm-hmm. There's an easy way to go, you know what? If you do this, you're not going to get to, you know, go outside and play. Like, I think just the other day, you punished the younger one
Sawyer,
because he wouldn't
get himself ready for school.
And you told him that he's not allowed to go outside and play after school.
Yeah.
And you said after that, he was getting himself ready every morning.
Oh yeah!
After he got that punishment. But what happens is you get these instances like what Greg is talking about. As they get older, they see that they can get away with stuff, and that the government is going to come in and arrest dad.
Yeah,
if he makes
Let me finish.
So then, as they get older, to where you're talking about Eric's teenage daughters, they get to the teenage age. They're like, meh, whatever, do whatever you want, buddy. Because I know that if you touch me, one, you're going to jail,
right,
and two, whatever you take away from me, I'm going to get at the library or the school or my friend's house or whatever. It doesn't matter. They've learned through the course of life.
There's ways out of it.
There's ways out of it.
Now, when I do see a kid get beat in public, they get their ass kicked, I do cringe a little bit. I think if you are going to spank your kid, maybe take him into the bathroom. Maybe take him into the baby changing room and deal with him that way.
Oh, that's the worst, too, because my dad used to do that to me, and I knew whenever I was getting taken by the hand to a private area, very bad.
Yeah.
So I knew that I had messed up.
So when I see a kid get spanked, I'm like, ooh, you know?
I'm excited. I start touching my nipples.
I fucking love kids getting beat, man.
All right, on that note, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back here in just a few minutes. We're going to go right into our ridiculous news. Whenever we get back, we will be talking about an axe attack. An axe attack? What is that? I have no idea. We'll find out when we come back with Kings of the Podcastle. Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of the gypsy soup in Sweden, we thought that wasn't quite racist enough. So we thought we would come up with more racist dishes. So these are the most racist dishes by the Kings of the Podcast. So we'll start with King Zach.
All right, well, I don't know if you know Orlando well enough, but down on Mills of Colonial, there's Little Vietnam.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And recently there, they open up a new drive-through hot dog stand / animal shelter.
Oh, they did?
Their tagline is, come get your lost dog.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Starting off with a bang.
All right, King Greg.
Because they eat dogs.
Yeah. Oh, we got it. We got it.
Mine's not so much food, but it definitely goes into the consumption category. When having all of your Kings of the Podcastle flavored racial foods, you might want to wash it down with a crisp brown fruit punch. It's definitely...
Hold on. This is pretty good.
It's a domestic assault of flavor. You may punch someone over the flavor.
All right. Very nice. King John.
Okay. Black bean soup, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
It's the soup that deliciously steals your TV and is illegally in the country.
Oh, my God. All right. I am going to... I am offering up the Ku Klux Pan pizza. It's a supreme pizza. It's made out of white dough, of course. Uh-huh. All white dough. There's no mozzarella on it, even though mozzarella is white. It's Italian, so they go with white American cheese. but they still use marinara because that represents the blood of all of the minorities.
Oh my
left
God.
In the wake.
Jesus.
Yes.
How do you follow that?
And Eric, of course.
And don't forget, when you're doing your cooking, use Third Reich propane, because everything's better with gas.
And this has been the God. King's Most Racist Foods. Thank you.
Mommy, it is unacceptable. So condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical. So watch your step, cause if I do, you need a miracle. You dream me dying, make me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing is finally clear. You want to stay, but you know very well I want you gone. Not fit to fucking tread the ground that I am walking on.
Kings of the Podcastle, episode 37. For Halloween, we prefer tricks. Thank you very much for joining us today. We're broadcasting live, of course, on Ustream.tv. Make sure that you check us out at iTunes and subscribe and give us a big 5-star review. We like those. Those
free, blah, blah, blah.
Those are our favorite. Yeah, everything's free. Blah, everything's blah. Free. You can find us from there. You know what? Every week, I try to do a good news story.
Yeah.
I just want to do one good news because we always talk about all the crap that people are up
sure,
to.
Sure, sure.
And I want to do one every week, but, you know, it's hard to do. I did find one this week that I'm just going to run through kind of for you real quick.
I have to say that normally I hate this segment, but this is actually pretty cool.
A really cool story. Yeah. People are shitty, so it's really hard to find something good. But every once in a while, something really cool like this happens. 5-year-old Miles is a sunny, positive little boy who is fighting a battle against leukemia. Thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, he will get a chance to fulfill his dream of being, Batman. That's right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Batman. On,
gonna give him a Batman costume or something like,
on November.
They're gonna kill his parents at a movie theater.
Wow! Holy crap! Holy crap! You just took a giant dump, on my good news story.
Hold on! That one really got me going.
Greg is over there pinching the shit out of his nipples on that.
Oh, that was awesome!
Oh man,
that made my day.
I'm actually embarrassed.
No, that was fantastic. On November 15th, Make-A-Wish Foundation is actually going to transform San Francisco into Gotham City for a day, with thousands of volunteers already signed up to play along. Along with a grown-up Batman sidekick, Miles will get a call from the police chief and jump into his very own Batmobile to defend the city against some of the fiercest foes, including the Riddler and Penguin.
Awesome!
Boy. Hey, I got a question. This is horrible for me to ask.
Oh, my God.
Hold on!
He can't get it out. He's tickled himself.
Okay, this, please, listeners, don't hate me for this, but it just sounded funny in my head. But
oh God,
what happens if he dies during this?
Oh my God.
My God,
dude, what's wrong with you? He's pinching his nipples again. He's over there laughing at his own effed up joke and pinching his nipples in sheer bliss.
Then they'll make the movie Weekend at Wayne Manor.
Oh, my God.
We're all going to hell.
We got the kid.
Oh, my God.
And Jeff Dunham will be playing.
Featuring
I can't
Jeff
even
Dunham.
Say it. Oh, my God. I'm crying. That was so good.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, there's the good news if you can take it.
Fuck them.
Wow. All right. Moving into our
sort of freedom that's with this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that's wonderful. That's the idea of it. We get to say whatever we want, basically.
Can't say this at my normal job.
All right. Moving into our ridiculous news segment. All right. On Wednesday, 8 sixth graders in Brooklyn were hospitalized from a, quote, nauseous odor in the classroom. That odor turned out to be not a kid's BO, not because some kid didn't wash or anything like that. It was a kid that was wearing Axe body spray.
Yeah?
Yeah. What? And the school says he's going to be disciplined for putting it on.
For trying to smell good?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so Axe body spray really coming out there with the good fragrances, apparently.
Where was this?
I'm sorry, in Brooklyn. Brooklyn
in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So Brooklyn actually smelled good for once. And someone got in trouble for it.
Seriously? Smells good?
That's what I'm saying, is he tried to mask the smell of Brooklyn with some Axe. And he got in trouble for it. That seems like a positive note.
I don't know. What were you going to say, Eric?
When I was in junior high and high school, we had an assistant principal that wore so much Brute.
I remember Brute.
You could smell him before he arrived wherever you were at. So you could get away with murder. I mean, you could be throwing kids into lockers and raping women and all this other shit. And you would, oh, here comes Mr. Mears, and boom, pants are back on, and you were fine. Nobody got in trouble.
I don't know, man. Axe body spray is terrible. The only reason why you would wear that is if you wanted to smell like somebody from Jersey Shore or something.
Or something.
No, maybe it was Jersey Shore Day.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You keep it in your car, like if you're smoking Doja and the fuzz pull you over, you spray Axe body spray, and they're like, oh.
And that masks it?
Smoking Doja? Smoking Doja? What?
I thought I told you.
Oh, no. You haven't told me.
No, please, I'm just saying. Like, that's what pot smokers do. They always keep a variety of cologne in their glove box so it'll smell like Dillard's when the cop pulls them over.
But people do go overboard with the fragrances.
Oh, man.
You know, women especially. Being that I work in the hospitality business, we get a lot of people from out of country. Mm-hmm. And they put on unbelievable amounts of perfume.
You know why,
with the cologne.
You know why, though? And I don't know if this is true or not, but I've always heard in Europe, you know, they don't bathe as much, especially like in France and stuff.
Yeah.
That's like, they don't...
That's not a European phenomenon. It's a South American phenomenon.
That's what I was getting
really?
At. Yeah.
Caribbean
really?
And South American.
So Mike was a Dirty Tits, though Gypsy, was she from Europe?
I don't know. Apparently she not. She wasn't wearing anything except B.O., so
right.
She was
right.
No,
exactly.
That's Europe. Europe is just B.O. The South America is B.O. masked with God knows what.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been, like, hooking up with a chick and you start kind of making out and you move to the neck and you get the spot where she sprayed the cologne?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden
you get a taste in your mouth? Yeah.
We should, as a group, come up with tasty perfume for women.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay. Hey, that's a good idea.
Pizza, bacon, beer.
Yes.
Hold on. Save it for a commercial. We'll go. We'll use it. We'll use it on a commercial.
Yeah.
All right.
Like dirty vaginal pussy. Yeah.
No. What? No. No.
That's what they're trying
what
to mask.
What the hell are you talking
also
about?
Also known as fish and chips.
All right, moving on. Next story. There was a woman in Arizona State, actually, who is one of the top 10 party schools, according to Playboy.
Hey-o.
She went as the ultimate sexy Halloween costume. Now, you've seen some sexy Halloween costumes,
sure.
Right? Like a naughty nurse.
Yeah, or a cop.
Yeah, slutty police officer, or whatever it may be. But actually, this girl, she went to her Halloween party as naked.
Just naked.
Naked human.
Yeah. Love it. Perfect.
Naked human. Wow. Went there and was completely naked, wearing nothing but high heels.
Miley Cyrus did it on the VMAs. Why can't she?
Right, well, basically.
So she basically was naked woman with a poorly packed suitcase.
Oh, boo him.
Because you said she's wearing high heels, so I can only imagine, like, it just looked like a box of cow tongues between her legs.
Wow.
Boo him.
Okay. Yeah, that was a two in a row.
You want to go for three?
It looked like an Arby's sandwich was shoved up her ass.
Boo him.
The question that I have is, if you were at a Halloween party and this girl just walked in butt-ass naked,
yeah.
And I've seen the picture, there's pictures circulating online, and I've seen the picture, uh-huh. She was pretty hot.
Yeah?
What would your take be?
Well, I've seen it in Harold and Kumar, and I would immediately imagine, fuck yes, it's a no-pants party. That's what... shit. It's a no-pants party at that point. I'm taking off my pants, too.
If she has sex with somebody and then tries to claim rape, she is not going to win that argument.
yeah, no kidding. Walking around.
You were naked. I am caveman. I am playing caveman. I am going to take puss.
There is that disadvantage, though, of if you have sex with her in a precarious location in the house, she's going to leave a trail to wherever she goes to clean up.
Awesome. Just get the black light out.
Holy moly.
Wow. Like, where did Jenny go? We can't find her anywhere. Just get the black light out. I'm sure she's dripping somewhere. It's kind of like trying to find Predator after you shoot him, you know? You're like, he's leaving a little trail for you to find.
A little glowing trail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't get this.
He's never seen Predator.
You never seen Predator?
No, Eric is not a movie person. He's never seen it.
So what if there's black couches and furniture in the house, and like she goes to sit down, and you're like the one throwing the party. Whoa, sweetie, please let me put a towel down for you. I don't want you leaving a snail trail.
Oh man,
she's
spotty.
Looked
like a Gettysburg hospital if you were.
I guess you could have gone as a yo-yo if it was her time of the month.
Oh,
what's wrong? Just a little string. There's nothing wrong. Yesterday, this happened on Thursday. A woman showed up at the Montreal airport with three small pumpkins in her suitcase. Not a big deal, right?
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, yeah. Makes perfect sense for Halloween, of course. But the airport security got suspicious and x-rayed the pumpkins and found cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine hanging out in the pumpkins there. The woman was, of course, arrested. So there you have that.
So what was the carved faces looking like this?
That worked well on radio.
I know. Damn. That was could have been a good joke, except for that we are doing radio.
The face looked like a cracked out pumpkin.
There you go. That made it funny.
What are those, some Paris Hilton pumpkins?
I'm just going to fail everything you say. Say something.
OU is an awesome school.
You son of a bitch. Got me. All right. This
the
happened.
Pumpkins were carved like Lindsay Lohan after an all night bender.
There you go.
There you go. See? Okay, yeah. You gotta say it. Yeah.
I want to learn anything I can from his expert tutelage. It's so awesome to have his audible chocolate in the studio today.
You said tutelage.
Wow.
So anyway,
moving on.
Did you have something funny to say, Mike?
No, I have nothing funny to say. I'm bringing up the next story. In Orlando, this actually happened in Orlando just last night. There was no one injured, but there was an explosion when somebody was making homemade fireworks in their home.
Weird.
Fire officials said that they were called for a report of an explosion around 8:50 p.m. at a home on Alford Drive in Orlando, but there was no fire. A spokesperson for the fire department said, adding that it was not an investigation for law enforcement, which is kind of odd to me. If
there's an explosion, the cops should be going, what's going on
but
there?
But it
falls to the ATF.
I guess that's true. Yeah, ATF. But I guess that it's making homemade fireworks. Anybody else ever done this before?
No.
Yes, absolutely I have.
You have?
Absolutely.
What did you make?
I used Socket, which is a pool cleaner powder.
It's really, whoa, great. With, it's really no, great to go ahead and give the recipe on the air.
Well, yeah. Let's not do that.
Well, you can say what you use. Just don't
I put
say.
Together fireworks in Oklahoma one day right next to a building. And let me tell you what happened.
No, basically hold on. Basically the same stuff.
Don't give any specific amounts. But no, what did God. You? No, just no. What did you use? I don't understand.
Oh, I'm gonna kill his
fertilizer and brake fluid.
God damn it!
Well, that's what the socket is. It's a pool cleaner.
No,
but
we're
it's,
done.
It's considered
we're done.
A,
we're
what?
Done.
No, why? Why? What's wrong here? I don't understand. It's weird. He's not telling you how to mix it or how to do anything. He's just saying what he made.
I can't wait. Just those two to go
together.
It's
like saying I made pizza the other day. I used cheese and I used dough. Well, all right, make a fucking pizza now.
Why?
You can't because I didn't tell you how.
Make a what?
Now do it.
Make a what?
Yeah, now.
What'd you say, make a what?
Oh, damn it. Now, tell me what you made. I'm interested. I want to know.
Oh, I just put it in a, I just put in a 2-liter bottle and put it in the backyard.
God,
and,
no.
And put the cap on and walked off. And then a few seconds later, it went kaboom. And there was a crater in my backyard.
I used to make. Now, John, you and I used to work together doing the Wild West show.
Yep.
And I used to take the black powder that we used to make our shells. Mm. And I would make all kinds of bombs backstage.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You were there for a couple of them, I know.
I don't remember this.
I would take black powders, fill it with. Fill the balloons with black powder and light a fuse and everything else.
Are you confident that Espen doesn't work like for some national sort of terrorist group?
He could.
Now monitoring this and he is going, yeah, I think I send my police force to Mike House. Yeah, because he make bomb.
See, this is exactly what you're talking about, the wussification of America. Because when I was a kid, I used to play with a lighter. I used to burn stuff, and I used to whatever.
You know what?
Now if some kid, like what was that kid doing, a science project in Central Florida, got arrested because she blew the cap off of a water bottle.
You know what didn't exist?
That was dry ice. That was a dry ice.
You know what didn't exist when you were a kid?
Yeah.
The fucking Patriot Act.
Oh, that's whatever.
Your, okay.
Oh, which is a pussification of our country. Okay?
Yeah, I'm talking about something that I did years ago.
We're building bombs, not crashing planes in the buildings.
Hey. Oh, my God. Okay. Now, that might have been going a little far.
There are black vans pulling up outside right now.
I know.
Wow. You're screwed.
What? Oh, I'm being serious.
We're all going to jail. It's terrible.
Well, I enjoyed running this business, but it's all going to get seized now.
Yeah, fuck them if they can't take a joke.
For sale, one audio visual business.
Yeah. Because no one takes a joke like the TSA and the ATF. Yeah.
All right. Let's move away from terrorism.
In fact, didn't a TSA agent flip out the other day and get shot or try to shoot people?
No.
That didn't happen.
That's not what happened.
It never happened. I wasn't there.
Oh my God.
No. All right. Okay. All right. We're moving away from terrorism.
Thank
We're
going
to move on to a much lighter subject, rape.
I like this one.
What was supposed to be a night of rough sex turned into a rape charge. This happened here in South Florida. A Lake Worth woman who was dating. She's 52 years old. She's dating a 23-year-old woman. They're lesbians.
Oh, really? Thank you for clarifying.
The victim told a deputy that on October 25th, which is just last week, she was attacked by her partner, Mia McCarthy, who investigators report called a self-described sadomasochist. The funny thing here is that it was that night that the victim told deputies that McCarthy raped her with what detectives have identified as a marital aid.
Really?
Fill in the blank for me, if you would.
Dilda.
Greg. What is it?
A dilda.
A dilda. Yeah.
It's the ingredients for pickle bread.
What? Sweet Jesus.
I don't even get that joke. It's just funny.
How do you make pickle bread?
How do you make pickle bread?
Dildo.
Dough.
Get it?
Holy crap.
Come on.
I cannot believe I did not get that pickle bread. Anyway, it was the first time McCarthy had ever gotten rough with her, the victim did say, and she did not know what to do. So she called the cops.
So they didn't have a safe word, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they didn't have a safe word.
Which have been like pickle bread or something.
But in her case, I'm old. I can't take this. Get off me.
Yeah, right.
Pretty
exactly.
Much.
Lesbian raping her... her female
Those
partner.
Poor lesbians.
Did you have your finger in Tabasco before you came over?
Mm.
Wow.
What was that, John?
I
that again.
Taking a drink. Yeah. Sorry. Pickle bread, dildo. Hey!
I give John a hard time every week about the plastic cup because the plastic makes it sound like he's got, like, I don't know, lead balls in a maraca.
Yeah, but I do this
yeah.
the whole time.
Yeah.
Ay, caramba.
He loves it. God almighty.
He's like chimichanga.
All right, moving on. Early last month, a 29-year-old man in Arizona tried to steal some copper wire off a truck, but he accidentally sliced off the tip of his left ring finger.
Genius.
In the process. The cops found the finger at the scene and got his print
That's
off
funny.
Of
I've
it.
Had my left ring finger just removed recently.
Damn. We weren't going to even mention that. And, anyway, the cops got the print off of the severed finger and tracked him down. He was just arrested for theft. That's pretty sucky. That's really bad criminal work whenever you actually
yeah.
leave. You don't just leave fingerprints. You actually leave a fucking a finger.
Yeah.
Oh, and shit. I got away with it. Wait. Where the fuck is my finger?
If you're stealing copper, though, I mean, you're not the most intelligent person. I've had copper stolen from job sites where they've cut copper off of live generators and just taken it.
Yeah.
Like, how retarded are you?
I'm just worried if he left his finger behind and he got caught for a robbery. I'd hate to see what he leaves behind if he gets caught for a rape.
Boo him!
Oh! Hey-o! All right, and on that note, we're going to take us out. Oh, no.
What? Stop that
hit the wrong
now.
One. Hit the wrong one. There we go.
There we go.
God, you suck at that. All right, where's everyone going to be?
Let's see. As far as comedy goes, I will be at the Joke Factory in Daytona. I will be in Daytona.
Right.
On Saturday,
Party.
November 9th, yes, in Daytona. And then, of course, any kind of open mic that's going on. How about you?
I'll be at the Ron Prov on Thursday and the Wheelhouse right here on 27 on Friday.
Yeah,
sponsored by the greatest company in the world, AudioHog.
Yeah,
that's AudioHog2Gs.com.
Damn right. Greg, you're getting back in this
yes,
week, aren't you?
Yes, yes. It will be a surprise.
Where are you going to be? You know?
It's going to be a surprise.
That means
he
doesn't
know. No, I think you ought to go to the Ron Prov. That's where you should
yeah.
be. We should promote the fact that you're coming back. You're making a splash into the comedy scene.
I
one
have
more time.
To work sometime Thursday, but I don't know exactly when.
Good
but
dumb.
But I will post it on Facebook.
All right. Well, he'll be on Facebook, everybody. If you want to go see Greg, rub his nipples to the sight of young children getting beaten.
You know who we didn't
yes.
talk about? John
Please
Island.
Bring your kids.
John Donovan and Star Island. Where
Star
are you
Island
be?
Resort every Thursday, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock during happy hour, doing trivia. Come win some free money.
Are you still on Saturdays?
Eric,
too?
Eric,
no
where,
more Saturdays.
Where are you going to be, Eric?
Any place you want me to be.
All right, Eric's going to be there, ladies and gentlemen. All you got to do is call him. All right, thank you so much for listening to us to episode 37 on Halloween. We prefer tricks. We'll be back next Sunday, probably Sunday, maybe Thursday. Who knows?
Who knows?
One of those two. Just be online. Check us out at iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, you can check out all of our content at kingsofthepodcastle.com. We got to run. Okay, bye.
Bombs.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Let's clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was like, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. this really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me. I no. got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go on.
I'm with. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's okay. All I gotta say about okay. that.
You guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.